T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom Brady's going to have to do a better acting job in 80 for Brady. He's going to need to step it up a little bit on the big screen. Did I hear his lip quivering there a little bit? Is that what I heard there at the end, Mego?
A little tremble in the voice.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Not a thing, Tom?
I wouldn't change a thing.
Not one thing?
Well, what would you change, Arcan? What would you? You wouldn't have come back? Don't tell me you wouldn't have come back for this last year. Is that what you're driving at?
This last year, I don't know. Gave up a lot for this last season. To go out 8-9, getting blown out in the first round, I don't know. Was it worth it?
I never would have left Tara Reid. That's just me. I never would have gotten out of the Tara Reid game.
You're not even going to Bridget Moynihan.
No. I just, you know.
Love only comes once, Mega.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe for you.
You look at her now, you go, she's got things together. It's Jones and Mega with Arcan.
All that Sharknado money could have been his.
You could, yeah, exactly. Grown that into an empire. Jones, Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We're taking all your phone calls, all your reaction today to the news that Tom Brady is retiring again. And we have to ask again if it's for real this time. 617-779-7937. Ryan, our producer, mentioned this off the air, and I think he makes a fair point.
Yes, I do.
Is there enough skepticism about Brady coming back? Like, everybody's like, oh, it's for real this time. Oh, did you hear him crying? Did you hear that lip quivering? He said he wouldn't change a thing. He's not going to draw it out this time. He's
Love
got the he loves everybody. He's got the Fox contract. Should we all just buy this? Are we really buying it this go round?
Without even getting into the personal side of things, which I feel like you can't dance around. I mean, the man went through a divorce at the beginning of the last season, and it was very public.
If he never left Tara Reid, things might have never gotten
that
there.
His ex-wife didn't want him to continue playing. She was very public about that. But I do feel like even in talking about this, you guys remember the movie Big Daddy?
Yes.
Adam Sandler movie?
Sure. Great movie.
The very beginning of it is like, we wasted the good surprise on you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt when I was preparing for this show of I wasted all my good stuff last time. And I feel like I even wasted it this Saturday before the official announcement, because if you remember how it happened around this time last year, almost exactly this time last year, it was there were leaks and there was the report on the Saturday, and then he came out on Tuesday and officially retired. So everybody, this is the third go around, really. It's not the second go around. It's the third go around. Do I think that he's done? I have no idea.
Well,
I think that there are indications, particularly with the timing of this and certain people who got jobs in Denver yesterday, or a certain person who got a job in Denver, that indicates to me that he maybe had a very specific plan that he wanted, and that fell through. So now he just would rather not play. But who's to say that there's not another opportunity that comes up in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, that is better suited for his situation.
Well, we wasted the good surprise on you.
That is exactly kind of how it went. That's exactly how it went. And, you know, with the movie release, it's hard to ignore that. It's hard to ignore that the timing is coming with the movie release coming out. And, you know, maybe he could make a cameo on Fox in the pregame coverage leading up to the Super Bowl. He's not going to be in the booth during the Super Bowl, but maybe he could make a cameo on the pregame coverage leading up to it. The timing is very suspicious. And as Megan pointed out, and Ryan, not to put you on the spot, but if we could cue up Tom Brady, pretty much told us there's no reason to ever believe him. There's no reason to ever put in stock to an announcement like this.
What I say versus what I think are two totally different things. I would say 90% of what I say is probably not what I'm thinking, which is challenging, you know? And I'd really admire people that actually can do that and say what they think, because they invite a lot of other things into their life. And I think there's part of me that doesn't like conflict. So in the end, I just always try to play it super flat.
So that's Brady basically telling us not to believe it. Do you believe it, Arkin?
Yeah, I think I believe it. I don't know why. Whoa. He said he'd play till he's 45. He's 45.
I think I believe it's a little wishy-washy.
It is, but I'm going to go with yes. I do believe it. I think that this is for real this time. I don't know. You remember last time around, there wasn't as big of a market as he was thinking, and I think that kind of blew up his whole idea of what was going to happen and the way it was all going to go when he left New England. I don't know if there's a huge market for him now. I know there's teams that could use him. I don't know if they're going to be knocking his door down, and I think he just assumed call it quits now. At 45 years old, I mean, it's tough to recover from an NFL season the older you get.
So, look, I thought he'd have a huge market 3 years ago, and he didn't. I was wrong. So, you know, hand up.
I was wrong about that, too.
Hand up on that one. I thought it was going to be 25 teams lining up for him, and it should have been. I mean, as we've come to learn, it absolutely should have been 25 teams lining up for him. It should have been 31 lining up for him, but they didn't. I don't get the vibe this go-around there wasn't a market for him. Rick Stroud, who's very plugged in with Brady, although apparently not, because he didn't see this coming in his column last night that I found interesting, had like six teams, you know, including Tampa Bay, six or seven teams. Maybe that's not as robust as we were expecting, but that's still a lot of teams that need a quarterback, and I think would have been in on Brady after probably any other quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Rodgers they'd prioritize over Brady. Maybe Lamar Jackson if he shakes free.
Geno Smith.
I think Brady would have been more sought after than like a Geno Smith or a Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and I feel like Brady did a good job of shoving those teams that were not interested to shoving their faces in the mud after winning the championship, winning the Super Bowl as soon as he went to Tampa Bay in the very first season. So it's kind of like, well, you know, you learn your lesson the first time around. That would bring us to the discussion if you think that he is so dramatically a different quarterback than he was in 2019, 2020 in terms of his performance, because that's the other side of it. Is it's hard to parse out what Brady says publicly and what he actually means or if he understands what he's feeling. And so when he says that he wants to play until he sucks, he doesn't want to keep playing when he feels like he sucks. Would you look at his season this year and think that it didn't meet his standards? I'm not talking about having a regular season losing record. I'm talking about his personal play that he thinks that he can't go somewhere else and translate into playing as the quarterback that is his standard.
Well, let's discuss some of the options for Tom Brady. I think Jeff Darlington this morning on Get Up kind of detailed some of what we were talking about in that Rick Stroud column. Darlington very plugged in with the Brady camp. He kind of took us through what Brady was weighing in the final hours.
This was really going to come down to the Bucs or retirement, which is something that I think a lot of people had difficulty believing based on the fact that the Bucs retirement or Bucs roster wasn't shaped necessarily for success coming this season. But he believed that he wanted to be part of the solution if ultimately he did wind up continuing to play. I think that's an interesting component here. He was not necessarily planning to play the free agency market. Now, he did in his head, he did go over the options. He thought about all the different scenarios, the 49ers, even the Patriots at one point. Someone had expressed to him the idea of going back to the Patriots, to which he quickly was like, it ain't happening. The Dolphins was not happening. It was always going to be, in his head, playing for the Bucs or retiring.
So I just don't totally believe that. And I know you're calling BS on that, Mego. You were hinting at maybe the Sean Payton aspect of it, which I know we want to get to.
First of all, I find that Darlington clip really weird.
Why?
because the way he presented it was somebody brought up the Patriots to him and he said, absolutely not. I believe that he was absolutely never going to come back here. That it just wasn't an option on the table.
I don't think he'd ever come back here and play for Bill Belichick.
I don't think he had any desire to come back, to go back in time and come back to New England.
I think he would come back. I don't think he'd come back and play for Bill.
Oh, because there's so much else on this roster to bring him back?
Yeah, I just don't think
it's such a good situation for Tom
Brady. I don't think
he's
going to bend the knee and come back and play for Bill. I think, if he could have... he's in the business of selling movies. He's selling a story. Like, if he wants to come back to New England, there's a great, great story there. So I don't think he'd come back and play for Bill, but I thought he would have come back.
But I don't like the way that Darlington brings that up, where he makes it sound like the Crafts went back to Brady or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
The Patriots, at one point, someone had expressed to him the idea of going back to the Patriots, to which he quickly was like, it ain't happening.
Yeah. Somebody expressed to him, is that Ninkovich reaching out to him? Be like, people are talking about you going back. And he's like,
it could be Robert.
Texting back, nah.
It could be Robert.
Julian Edelman.
And Edelman, I'm sure, was doing that. He actually said that exact thing at Encore last night when he was being interviewed by our good friend Tom Giles. So, no, look, Robert should have checked with Tom Brady, but he's now retired again. For the second time, are you buying it? 617-779-7937.
The Tampa or nothing thing?
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Come on.
I don't buy that.
Tampa or not? Is he that married to the city of Tampa? You know what I mean? Like that. I feel like that's the...
It's an olive branch to the last organization he played for, and to make it feel like he's not spurning another fan base would be my guess on that one. Again, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say play 93.7 WEEI. Here's my thing. I'm going to say this again, and I feel vindicated in saying it last time, and I got called an a-hole and a bad guy and everything else when I said it last time. I think less of Brady. I think less of Brady for hanging them up and deciding to retire now when he doesn't suck.
Oh, man.
He told us, Tom, you told us, you were going to play until you sucked. You don't suck. He was, I think, third in the NFL in completion percentage last year. He had a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He led the NFL in completions and attempts, although I don't know if that's the greatest category to lead the NFL in. He was back in the playoffs. He won his division. It was a bad division. He was under 500. Brady doesn't suck. You put Brady on the Niners, he could win a Super Bowl. You put Brady on the Dolphins, he could contend for a Super Bowl. You kick Bill out of here and you bring him back here, maybe they're contending for a Super Bowl. They would have had a much better record last year if Brady was here than Mac. So I think less of Brady. He might be leaving another championship on the table. For what? For what? To spend time with his kids?
Okay,
I'll retire.
Yeah, no, apparently not. You're still playing. So I said this last year, and Brady did not have a great year, personally or professionally. I don't care. I was right. I said I thought less of him for retiring last time. Everybody was like, oh, good for Tom. Oh, he's done. What else could he accomplish? And I said, no, I think less of him. As a competitor, I think less of him, and I hate this decision. And he came back. Good. Hopefully he comes back again. He shouldn't retire. He's still got too much left in the tank. He could win an 8th Super Bowl if he continues to play. Yeah, come on.
So I wonder how fans feel about that. And I'm talking about Tom Brady fans. Like, I know you can't separate a lot of you Patriots Brady from Brady, who's bigger than the Patriots, absolutely, at this point. But do you want to see him continue to play? Or would you rather just have him hang it up and you don't have to think about him this way anymore and you can pretend like he never went to Tampa Bay and like he was yours all along? That's what's interesting to me, because I would love to see him continue to play. I think a lot of people don't want to see him slide into sucking and whatever his standard of that is.
I mean, last year was pretty close, but I don't think he's there. He could have won a championship if he went to San Francisco. He could have won a championship.
Okay, you can say that for a lot of quarterbacks in that situation, though.
Okay, true. But why wouldn't you pursue it? Why wouldn't you go for it? Why are you hanging them up? I think less of him as a competitor. And he's, maybe the greatest competitor of all time. That doesn't mean he's still not. It takes him down a peg in my eyes that he's leaving championships on the table and he's not going to pursue potentially another championship when he easily could go win one.
It takes two to tango, though. The San Francisco 49ers have to bring him in. The Dolphins would have to bring him in. It's not like he's saying to them, like, I'm not going to go play for you. There was maybe not an opportunity for that to happen.
Maybe not. It sounded like there was going to be an opportunity, but again, you listen to Jeff Darlington, Brady wasn't going to go anywhere other than Tampa Bay.
He was exhausted. How about that side of it?
He was
exhausted.
He lost 15 pounds.
I was just going to say that. He lost 15 pounds last year.
Withering away to nothing.
Most of it in his face, as we all saw. But yeah, if I'm a bad guy, so be it. I think less of Brady. I thought less of it when he retired last year and he came back. And I was right. 617-779-7937. Your reaction to Tom Brady on the way out. Do you think any less? Do you want to see him come back? Would you have entertained him here in New England? As I would have, and I think Robert Kraft should have. We'll get to all of it. And we also want to get into, whether or not Brady was tied to Sean Payton. Mego touched on this, addressed this. I want to follow through on that right after trending here from Christian Arkin.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
All right.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Tom Brady has retired again, and this time he says it's for good. Brady made the announcement on social media this morning, saying he wouldn't change a thing about his career. Brady won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, 1 with the Bucs. He ends his career as the NFL's leader in career passing yards and touchdown passes. In other NFL news, Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills, indicted by the Guernsey County Common Pleas Court grand jury on 1 count of rape and 1 count of kidnapping, both first-degree felonies, according to a release posted by the Ohio Attorney General's website. The indictment stemming from an incident that took place in December of 2019. Sills appeared in 1 game for the Eagles this year. He's been summoned to appear in County Common Pleas Court at 1 p.m. on February 16th, 4 days after the Super Bowl. NFL Network is reporting that Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol. He was diagnosed with the second concussion of the year in the loss to Green Bay on Christmas Day, placed in the protocol the next day. He was named a first alternate to the Pro Bowl games, but will not attend despite clearing protocol. Celtics and Bruins both in action tonight. Celtics are at home hosting Kyrie and the Nets at TD Garden. Celtics have won their last 9 matchups with Brooklyn. They'll tip off at 7:30. Bruins are up in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. It's both teams' last game before the All-Star break. Linus Allmark in net. And Marty Walsh, current U.S. Secretary of Labor, is believed to be the top candidate for the NHLPA Executive Director job. Sure, hunger suppressants, fasting, or a cleanse can help you lose weight quick, but is it sustainable? You know the answer is no. All you have to do is make the call. Call Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Christian Arkan. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
This time, in that video, Tom Brady says it's quote-unquote for good. And I believe him. And I think others believe him. Even though the idea will come up in the spring and the summer when some team needs a quarterback and Tom Brady wants to play football because he can still play. But his life is different right now. He's a single father. His children are on the East Coast. There could be opportunities on the West Coast. But it's tough to make all those things work when you're Tom Brady and you want to immerse yourself in the culture of a team. It doesn't work when you're doing that in Las Vegas or San Francisco or some of the places been connected to in recent days. And he's tired right now and he wants to recharge.
Can we not with this? Like, can we not with the whole Brady needs a recharge? That whole thing? Like, I feel like it's been disproven over the last few years that, you know, Brady isn't exactly the most present father, which is fine. That doesn't make him a bad dad, but he could have been home all year last year.
He's a single father.
He could have been home all year last year. I mean, I don't know what that would have done for his marriage. Maybe they would have got divorced quicker if he were in the house for a full year. I know me being in the house for the last month wasn't the greatest thing in the world. So maybe that would have drove him and Giselle apart even quicker, a bigger wedge between the two of them. I don't know. But like, Brady, you want to spend time for your kids and be present for your kids? What'd you come back for last year? And why are you going into the Fox booth? And all these things, it sounds nice. But it's like, oh, he's going to stay close to his kids. Last year, or 3 years ago, rather, when he was picking a location. Oh, he wants to be close to his kids. He went to Tampa. He was close to his kids in New England. That they were here, you know? They were here, and they were in New York. Like, they were it was in the New England, the Northeast. So I've always thought that's an overrated storyline. It's something he's obviously very sensitive about.
But same coast.
Can we please with that? It is the same coast. It is. But can we please with that storyline that Brady just wants to be a better dad and closer to his kids? Like, no.
Well, now it's reached a new level where he's a single father.
Yes.
As if Giselle is not in the picture and living in the same state and everything. And Brady is an accountant who has to race off for pickup on his own, you know? Like,
he's a single father.
He has like a condo, you know?
He's making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids on their way out the door.
He's got a pull-out couch for Vivi. He's like, here's your room.
He's laying out their outfits, you know? He's making sure everybody does their chores. Like, that. Like, it's such a difficult thing for Tom Brady.
It's kind of weird. And he's exhausted because he had to throw more than 730 passes this year. So
I'm confused by what Schefter's saying, too. Is he a single dad who wants to be present in his kid's life, his teenage kid's life, by the way? Or is he pouring himself into TB12 and being a Fox broadcaster? Like, which, you know what I mean? Like, he has all this other stuff going on anyway, so what exactly is the draw? I don't follow that.
Not for nothing with the kids, but you just said it, Arkan. How old are they now? Like, this is when they don't exactly need you around as much anymore, I don't think. My kid's four. This is when they don't exactly.
His children are on the East Coast.
You have to have a really heavy hand to make sure they're not getting into the bad stuff. You know, gateway drugs.
Sure.
I don't know if you were of the DARE era.
Oh, I was DARE era,
one thing leads to another. You got to be present. You got to be going through your kid's stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Emptying the backpacks when they come home, smelling the hair when you go in for a hug. What does your hair smell like?
You're like, well, what are you kids doing there? They're like, we learned from you, Dad! You know, you don't want to ever go there. The first hour of Jones and Mego, by the way, with Arkan, is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for good. Let's get to some of these phone calls. 617-779-7937. I want to get into the Sean Payton angle of things yesterday. There was a Tom Curran tweet that caught all our eyes after the news that Sean Payton was going to Denver, and I think it's worth revisiting here in the coming moments. But let's knock out some phone calls. Jerry is in New Hampshire. Get us started today, Jerry.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. You know, I'm thinking this is more or less Chapter 3 in Tom Brady. I think he's just so impassioned with football. And he loves being in all the newsprint and article. And I think you mark my words, probably around June, July, he's going to be putting the feelers out there, dropping those subtle hints like Tom Brady always did in his career with the Patriots. And, it is interesting that Sean Payton is with the Broncos now, and they kind of need a quarterback. So I'm not sure that phone call won't happen.
Okay, so let's dive right into that, because Tom Curran had the tweet yesterday.
They have a little money committed to the quarterback position in Denver, I would say.
I don't think he's going to Denver. So we were spitballing this on the air yesterday. We're like, all right, well, Sean Payton, because Curran had a tweet. I'm having trouble finding it. But he had something to the effect of, well, this sticks a dagger in the Brady-Payton package deal or whatever he tweeted. Something like that yesterday. I said, huh, for a guy so plugged in with the Brady camp, and you know this, Mego, how plugged in he is, I said, huh, well, that's interesting. So what did it all mean? Because Brady's not going to Denver. Did Sean Payton finally relent and say, well, Brady's retiring, so I'm going to Denver? Or was Brady trying to get him to go to Miami with him, and Miami was never going to get rid of Mike McDaniel? Or you needed the Dolphins to miss the playoffs for them to get rid of Mike McDaniel and bring Sean Payton there? It's not like the Niners are going to blow out Kyle Shanahan if Brady wanted to go there. So was Brady trying to keep it alive and it didn't work? So Sean Payton finally said, all right, I'm going to Denver. And Brady said, all right, then I'm retiring. Like, was there some sort of package deal or some sort of relationship there that ultimately informed Brady to make that decision or help inform him to make that decision? It was a bit of a giveaway yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, complete speculation, but it feels like it would have been a package deal to Miami. That's where they have the property. That's where Giselle and the kids are. That's where the prior tampering was in the 2022 offseason when it goes back further with Brady. Obviously, in case you forget, it goes back to the 2019 season with the Patriots when the Dolphins were reaching out and trying to get him there. And Sean Payton became attached in 2021 when Brady was on the Bucks and they were trying to build that package, which seemed like ultimately what both sides wanted after, quote, retiring. And I it fell through. It feels like maybe that was something that they were trying to work out. But now, I mean, what was the realistic thing that was going to happen? Like, Brady was going to go play for Mike McDaniel. And I talked about this. Strangely, now they've just announced that Tua is out of concussion protocol.
Yeah, that came out today.
That just came out today.
Bummer, man. Oh, that would have really been cool, man.
Sean Payton, we find out, goes to Denver yesterday. It just feels like that was at the point that Brady was with his decision making. It was going to have to be a near perfect situation for him to go into and keep playing. And if it wasn't going to be that, then he was going to hang it up. That's why I don't understand the Tampa or nothing situation.
No, me neither.
That wasn't going to be a perfect situation for Brady to keep playing for. He's just trying to look like a nice guy to the Tampa fans.
No, I mean, Brady's LeBron now. Like, I'm not the first person to say this, and I've said this in the past, but Brady's now LeBron. And I thought what Brady was going to do was keep bouncing around to different super teams and teaming up with teams that either had talent around him or had the ability to put talent around him. Tampa had that in place. Calling Tampa is unfair. Calling them a super team, rather, is unfair because they were, what, a 500 team or a sub-500 team the year before he got there with Jameis Winston throwing 30 picks or whatever it was. So, you know, they weren't a super team, but they had a lot of infrastructure in place. When Brady got there, they had the ability to add other pieces like Gronk and Fournette and pieces like that. So I thought that's what Brady was going to do, and I still think that's what he should have done, which is why I'll reiterate, I think less of Brady today, just like I did exactly a year ago. I think he's leaving championships on the table. I wish he was doing what LeBron is doing. I don't think LeBron's hanging him up anytime soon. I think he's going to try to keep chasing rings, and the Lakers stink, just like Tampa underachieved last year. But I do think less of Brady. I didn't think he would leave rings on the table. He is not Joe Namath with the Rams or, you know, some of the other sad images at the end of people's careers. That's not him. That's not who he is. He can still play at a high level, Arcand.
Yeah, I mean, he can still play at a high level. He's also, you know, he did give a cutoff year. He said, I'll play till I'm 45.
He did.
And that's what he played to. And I agree. I think that if he went to another team, he could still produce and he could still produce at a high level too. But, you know, he's attempted, I've read somewhere, like 12,000 passes. Like, it's an unbelievable career. I just sort of feel like we're saying all the same things we said last time, and I don't want to look stupid again. You know, I don't want to look stupid saying all these things about Tom Brady.
You're the one who's buying the retirement.
I am. I'm buying the retirement, but I'm not going to jump back into all that other stuff.
Like, your head is buying it, but your heart is not.
Sort of, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
You're of two minds right now, where it sounds like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
Yeah, like the George Bush. George Bush quote. Yeah. He does have a movie to promote.
That is okay.
That's what we were talking about already.
Yeah. I know, but we haven't hit it enough.
That should not be discounted at all. Mike Florio wrote about this today at Pro Football Talk. It's like, he did this a year ago. He went through the whole song and dance a year ago. I just compared him to LeBron. I'm not the first person to do that. You can compare him to Brett Favre. I wouldn't be the first person to do that. Who said, I might retire, I might hang him up, I'm going to go ride my tractor in Mississippi and, you know, bilk the state out of money. That's what I'm going to do in my jeans. You know, Tom Brady is potentially getting into that exact same area. But, yeah, you cannot discount the movie release. The movie.
We can't get fooled again.
It's a big, big part of it. Ryan, we had this penciled in later, but can you, just based on what Arcan just said, can you bring in the Brewski clip from Get Up this morning? Because Arcan just said, well, he's been telling us he wanted to play till he's 45. That's the benchmark. That's the number. And he wasn't just telling it to us. He was telling it to ex-players and buddies of his like Teddy Brewski.
You're getting the feeling of the man who set the standard is walking away. And I'm not only talking about the standard in quarterback play, but I'm talking the standard for entire locker rooms to look to and like, man, I don't know if I can hold that standard. Because of the dedication and, I don't know what the word addiction may be in terms of the entire process of preparing and sustaining and maintaining. Those three words, okay, they're entirely different, okay, to prepare for a game, okay, to maintain it for two decades plus of time and sustaining a level of, you know, MVP caliber play. He was, you know, second in MVP voting, I think it was last year. It's to sustain that for this long, you couldn't do it.
Okay, so and he said elsewhere in that interview, and maybe it's in a separate clip, that he kept telling him over and over again, 45 is the age. Brady kept telling me, I don't know why I didn't believe him. 45, 45, 45. And now he's 45 and he's hanging him up. I don't believe him. And I'm a little disappointed that he's hanging him up now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to, G up in New Hampshire. Go ahead, G.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We thought it was
Giselle. That doesn't sound like Giselle.
We thought it was Giselle. Okay. Go ahead, G.
No.
Maybe
no,
it's the jiu-jitsu instructor.
No. So I had two questions about Brady. I want to get your thoughts. Do you guys think he's going to do that one-day contract bullcrap thing that I feel like everyone's doing nowadays?
Probably, but what's your second question?
Now that he's retired and doesn't have to stay in football shape, do you think he's going to start eating cheeseburgers?
Oh, yeah. I didn't he eat like a pizza the other day?
What?
I think there was something on social media.
Was
it
a cauliflower pizza?
I don't know.
Sure
I feel like I heard, I think it was Greg Hill. I think I heard Greg Hill talking about this the other morning, or someone on that show. Maybe it was Chris Curtis. Mentioned that he had been eating a pizza recently on social media.
Oh, yes, November 16th. He was spotted at Della Rocco's Pizzeria with his kids after the divorce.
That's a long time ago then. Yeah. Okay, so that's
that might be for the kids.
Oh, yes. And 5 days ago, they had a family pizza night in Miami.
Two
He's hard on the pizza.
That's
two, yeah, seriously. Well, there's different years. But two pizzas, you know, in a
12-month span.
A year span. Yes, exactly. You were shaking your head at the idea that he would come back and retire for one day with the Patriots?
Yeah, the one-day contract, maybe it's recency bias. I feel like Tom considers himself bigger than the Patriots. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, like, oh, he's such an egomaniac. I understand a lot of people feel that way. But I feel like having won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay and having them be the most recent team that he played on, the organization that he's retiring with, I don't know that he'd want to go back and be, you know, do the Paul Pierce one day I'm retiring a Patriot thing. Maybe he would do it for Robert Kraft, but
I'm sure he'd do it.
I'm not sure.
Just
he would.
My guess.
You I'm not
so
sure he
neither,
would.
Neither of you guys think he would.
I'm not sure.
No,
he would.
I think he wants to be very much remembered as his own guy, his own entity, like bigger than New England.
Okay, so
I'm
you're
rooting for Tom Brady.
He didn't leave here on good terms. That's why.
And time has passed, and I think because Brady and Belichick are far apart, there's not a lot of bad feelings there because they don't have to work together anymore, and it's been years. I still feel that Brady wants to look at this as he's moved past that. Like, he evolved past being just Tom Brady in New England, and now he's Tom Brady, the greatest football player ever. Why is he going to go back and sign, unless it's something that Robert Kraft asks
well,
him to
and that's
do.
That's what I'm sure would happen. And he just
in which case he would say, why didn't you choose me over Bill?
Well, he doesn't have much of a spine in this stuff, Brady.
He didn't
over the course
to.
Of his career. He doesn't. He wants to be liked. He wants, which is part of the reason we're going to get into this later on
Jones,
this hour.
Everyone
he told
does,
Giselle one
except
more year.
For you.
It's part of the
everyone
reason.
Everyone wants to be liked except for you.
It's a fair point. Maybe that's why I can't comprehend it. I can't compute. I don't understand. But it's part of the reason I don't think he's going to be good on TV, because you want everybody to like you and you have to have thick skin. And I'm not sure he has the backbone to do it. So no, he doesn't want to say no. I think he had bad blood with Bill. I think there was some bad blood with Robert. Robert had always worked out his deals in the past and had always prevented an apocalypse. Like, Brady wanted to walk after the Eagles Super Bowl. Eagles are back in the Super Bowl. Maybe this is topical now that I think about it. He wanted to walk after that Super Bowl. And Robert's the one who prevented it. Bill would have let him walk. So I think there's some animosity with Kraft as well, but I'm sure he'll retire and do the one-day contract. And I got to be honest, I don't want to do a lot of the legacy stuff with Brady. And if you guys want to, I'm not going to prevent you from doing it on the phones or Megan
or
Christian.
Are you saying
you
don't understand what Brady?
But it's just
what Brady's.
What do you mean? What's
the
legacy?
There that don't understand what Brady's legacy is.
Well, what do you
point?
Mean the legacy? He's the greatest player of all time. He's the greatest athlete in the history of this city.
He's a single father.
He is a single father. That's true. So maybe that's a little bit of a knock on the legacy, or maybe it enhances the legacy. I don't know. He couldn't keep it together for the sake of the kids, but he's doing it on his own. I don't know if that helps or hurts the legacy.
Did all that living in an apartment?
I don't know. I don't know.
Eating off an ironing board.
But yeah, just hungry man's every night. Just, you know, just in front of the TV. So I don't know. I don't know. But, like, the whole legacy thing with Brady, it's like, yeah, no, he's going to go down as the greatest athlete in the history of this city and one of the greatest competitors of all time, the greatest competitor of all time, the greatest player in the history of that sport. Like, what legacy are we debating?
It's because old heads want to talk about Joe Montana. It's a way for them to weasel in Joe Montana stats and talk about Joe Montana. I'm sorry. Like, I come from a Notre Dame family. Everybody loves Joe Montana.
Sure.
You can talk about Tom Brady
My wife is a Niners fan. She grew up going to Niners games. Even she has thrown in the towel on Brady versus Montana. I was about to say Manning. But Brady versus Montana. So I just, the whole legacy thing with Brady, I'm a little interested in, can anyone ever catch him? But as of today, no. What do you mean? What legacy are we debating? Who are we debating the legacy with? It would be people in other sports. If you wanted to debate Bill Russell or something like that, which would be stupid. Or if you wanted to debate Derek Jeter or something like that. Like, Brady's been so much better than either of those two. So, no, I wouldn't want to debate those things. Or his legacy within the sport. There's no debate. 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937. And don't forget, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Save WEEI as your favorite and listen wherever you go. I mentioned we want to talk about not just the timing of this, 80 for Brady, Brady joining the Fox booth. What could his role be on Super Bowl Sunday, two Sundays from now? What's next for Tom Brady? We'll do that next.
This hour of Jones and Mego with Arcan is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Act right now and save 10% during their Winter Works special.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
So it's been a magical 2+ years. They're not going to be happy with how they showed here tonight after winning the division at 8-9. And what might be the final season, the final minutes of the greatest quarterback in NFL history's playing career, or does he come back to Tampa, yeah, go to another team, retire to a broadcast booth or somewhere else? Nobody knows.
Kind of seems in retrospect like they had an inkling, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And I mostly reject everyone who says, oh, well, Brady hung on too long. He shouldn't have come back. He should have just stayed retired last year. I mostly reject it, but that final game was a tough watch. That final game was a bad way to go out, which is another reason why I think less of Brady. I wouldn't have gone out on that game. But again, you know, it's just me. The first hour of Jones and Mego, brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for good. And it's Jones, Megan, and Arcan with you until 6 o'clock here on a Wednesday, taking all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. What's next for Tom Brady is that he could be on our TVs as soon as Super Bowl Sunday, right? That we should be expecting that?
He's not going to be in the booth, as you said.
No, he will not. He will not be in the booth.
That would be throwing him in the deep end. That would be jarring. I don't think that would be good for him.
They're paying him enough money. If I were Fox, I'd be like, we're paying you enough money. Get your ass in there. But no, they're not going to do that.
The job is a lot tougher for someone who's never done it than the professionals.
Gronk makes it look very easy, Megan, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, not everybody has, you know, the wittiness, the chops, you know, the ability to be so quick on your feet.
The smooth delivery?
Yeah,
to rattle Mahomes.
Like Rob Gronkowski. Not everybody's naturally that good in front of
that
a microphone.
That creative, that he would say ravel Mahomes.
Well, when the lights come on, you know, sometimes
some people come alive.
Well, some people do, and some people get a little freaked out. And Gronk obviously is one of those very natural people.
So. Yes, the Cincinnati Bengals defense has been playing great. They held Buffalo to their least amount of points scored.
Buffalo.
Nailed it.
Buffalo.
That sounds.
I missed that the first
tough
time.
Tough week for Buffalo.
Yeah, that sounds like a
tough year for Buffalo. Really.
Like an acronym I used to use on AIM or something like that, that I would not punch in on a work computer. But anyway.
Is it going to be Juju Smith-Schuster or is it going to be Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon. McKinnon.
It never gets old.
I think he's going to be horrible on television, and this is not.
Because he's a bad person.
I don't know. I don't think he's a bad person.
No, I'm saying it's not because you think he's a bad guy.
Oh, no. I was going to say this is not to like cry tears for Greg Olsen is what I was going to say, because there's too much of that now. And I think Olsen's pretty good on TV. And I also feel like I was ahead of the curve on this. I liked him in the Colts game last year. Now talking about Mac's rookie season. I thought he did a good job in that game. And he caught a lot of flack from Patriots fans and people around here after that game. Like, oh, Greg Olsen, he wasn't very good in the booth. I've always thought Greg Olsen is good. But I'm not shedding a bunch of tears for him like people are doing. Like, oh, he's getting screwed. No, he got an extra year that he never probably should have gotten in the first place. He knows what he signed up for. So I'm not shedding any tears for Greg Olsen. But Brady's going to stink at this because, again, And maybe I just can't compute, as Mego pointed out, because I am sans emotion. I'm not human. But he wants to be liked too much. And he's not, he doesn't have thick enough skin for that booth. He won't be critical enough, and he's not going to be good.
I also can't really think of times where he's had to speak off the cuff as much as you do when you're in the booth. Like, he can't have it scripted out. He can't deflect the way that he often does at the podium that he has for decades. He can't sit down and make sure.
Right.
Everything
works,
that he's released has been, that is about his personality, has been wildly within his control. Even just look at the podcast that we were talking about last week, or even yesterday with Scratchy. You're scratching. Like, everything is scripted and planned out. So,
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it.
You know, it's not like he's...
Again, work on the acting for the... I guess it's already in the can,
former
the movie.
Players, there's a lot of people who are really good at it, but it's the ones who are Christian Fourier or who are, you know, Pat McAfee, and are just good at talking on the fly that way. They're few and far between. That's why you don't see every retired guy taking every media job.
It's a good point. What people used to applaud him for in his handling of the media as a player is exactly what's going to be a detriment to him as a broadcaster. No, it's a good point. Arkin, you think he's going to be good?
No, I don't think he's going to be particularly good at this, but he may start off poorly and get better. I do think that he is competitive still, and he's going to realize what it takes to be good at it. And he's got a big guaranteed contract anyway, so maybe it'll just sort of be go in and collect the check and, you know, keep it moving with his other ventures. It could be something like that, but I don't know. I think it's not brain surgery. Like, you can get better at it over time. Not everyone does, but some people do.
Do you think they're going to give him a long leash? Like,
yes.
I know you just said it's a guaranteed contract. You do? You're nodding too, Mego. You think he's going to get a long leash?
He's the biggest name. That's what this all comes
even
down
to. Even if he's bad, he's a draw on TV.
They
brought
Gronk back.
I
they brought him
right.
back.
I understand, but think about
how
some
long
of,
is his leash?
But think about some of these broadcast booths. Like, they'll kick out Dennis Miller after a year. They'll kick out Booger McFarlane after a year. Jason Witten, they paid all this money to. Like,
I think Rex Ryan got one game with Beth Mowins on
Monday
saying, Night Football.
So, like,
Tom Brady's a different class of
he
name,
is.
Though.
No, and you're absolutely right.
People said that about Montana, too, and Montana was bad at it.
So, I don't know how long that leash is. And maybe Brady just said, I mean, I'm sure it would be, and now we're getting way ahead of ourselves. He hasn't even done a game yet. But I'm sure Brady would say something like, oh, I need to be, I'm a single dad and I need to spend more time with my kids and I'm done after 2 years or something like that.
He's a single father.
And it wouldn't be about him failing. He would make it about something else. But I don't know how long his leash is. I've seen an interesting theory get thrown out. And Florio wrote about this today. I believe Andrew Marchand wrote about this in the New York Post as well. Why wouldn't Fox do a three-man booth? Meaning Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady, and Greg Olson. Why wouldn't they do a three-man booth? Not for Sunday in the Super Bowl or a week from Sunday, but next season. Why wouldn't they do a three-man booth? Because I actually think, and maybe Brady has too big of an ego, and Ryan, you're raising your hand back there, so I want to hear from you in a second. Maybe he's got too big of an ego, but I think it would be good for Brady to play off another athlete. I don't know if you guys watched that Tuck Rule thing with him and Charles Woodson.
That was good.
I actually thought that, as cynical as I am, I actually thought that was pretty good because he could play off somebody else. I think a three-man booth would be good for him if Fox was smart and wanted to, they're already spending a bunch of money on Brady, pay them both and do a three-man booth. That's if Brady's ego doesn't get in the way.
Well, I would say if Tom Brady is willing to be the kind of third-man wallflower in, it could work. But look, I personally think Greg Olson was phenomenal this year. I think he's done a really good job. It's going to be very interesting to listen to how well he does the Super Bowl,
true,
the biggest audience that he's had. And I think that having Tom Brady in there with Greg Olson might expose Tom a little bit if he's going to be as not great at this as
fair,
we expect him to be.
And I just got done saying, well, if Brady's ego isn't too big, he's about to dominate Super Bowl week. So he's got a big ego. He's taking over Super Bowl week, or at least the week leading up to Super Bowl week. He's taking that over. So he's got a pretty outsized ego.
So you say that. We are 10 days away from the Super Bowl. So we didn't announce it during Super Bowl week.
No.
He did space it out a little bit.
A little
we
bit.
Didn't do it right before.
But do you think it's done next week?
Championship weekend.
You think the story's done next week?
His story?
Yeah.
Well,
like the
you
Brady
think he's
going to
come out and say, never say never. Like you're waiting for that?
I mean, he's probably going to be part of Fox's coverage, if not on the day of the game, something leading up to it. Go on Fox Radio. Is that still a thing? And, you know, make an appearance somewhere. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does exactly that.
Out of all of this?
We are Fox Sports.
And then, yeah, and then all of a sudden, right? Is Pharrell still doing that somewhere? You know, hey, Tom, Pharrell on the bench talking to him.
Sitting here with Tom Brady talking about Michigan football
Mafia.
From 1997.
It's me.
Carberry.
Me, Mafia, and Tom Brady.
Out of all of this, though, part to me that is the hardest to imagine is not even the game day stuff, not even in the booth stuff. the preparation that the professionals in this do leading up to it.
Sure.
Is he really flying to different cities and sitting down in the room with the guys?
He'll probably do what Romo did. Oh, yeah, I bet he'll do that. Part of production meetings?
It just seems strange to think of him in that scenario.
Again, he's got to find a sitter.
So,
he's going to have to find.
Ass.
Yeah,
he's a
gonna
single
have,
father.
I mean, again, like I know, if Kat and I want to go to a dinner, finding a sitter is quite a... To get to that Odyssey holiday party, I'll tell you, was to find a sitter that night. Not cheap.
And your kids are on the East Coast.
Yeah.
His children are on the East Coast.
Right here in the city, no less. I live under the same house, the same roof as my child.
You live under the house.
I try under the same roof. She would prefer me under the house, but yes, under the same roof.
Like
that's
most
true.
Trolls.
But again, you know, exactly. T's and P's to Brady, though, paying for that sitter when he has to go do these production meetings. But no, he'll probably be like Romo and get lazy and fly by the seat of his pants. And that's another reason why he'll fail. But I don't think the Brady story is done. Like, in a couple of days, I think it will be a big, big part of next week leading up to the Super Bowl, probably because he'll fan the flames, because he does have a gigantic ego. 617-779-0985. I hate people with gigantic egos. That's not... They're the worst. They're the absolute worst. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. And, we're now 3 years in without Tom Brady in New England anymore. How are Patriots fans enjoying the experience? Let's look back at the last 3 years. Have they gotten enough in these 3 years without Brady? We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.